ever more interesting ways of looking at life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Ever more interesting ways of looking at life. We observe ourselves and we observe people in our world, and we look at them and we think to ourselves, what very fascinating people. What very wonderful people are in our world. And then we begin to look at these people and we begin to see in them exactly the same things that are in us. We see the same joy, the same beauty, the same wonder, the same magic, the same excitement that's in us. Now, we find that very desirable and very wonderful, and of course that's the way it should be. But what is it that makes it so interesting how we look at life? As I look at other people and see the things they do, I observe that they are loving people. They are thoughtful people. They're doing things that make them happy and make others happy too. As I look at life, it's ever more interesting ways of looking at life that I consider how people look at themselves. I listen to people as they're talking, and I think to myself, I wonder if they really know what they're saying. And then I look at their lives, and I say, oh, yes, indeed, they know what they're saying. They're saying that they are beautiful people, and their lives are beautiful. They're saying that the world is filled with wonderful, joyful experiences, and their life is filled with wonderful, joyful experiences. They say that everything they observe in the world is good and very good, and they indeed are good and very good. What makes people good and very good in our sight? What makes people good and very good in our sight is that they like themselves. They like themselves. They would never do anything or say anything about themselves or another person which was not a compliment, which was not a blessing. They're always finding something wonderful to say about themselves and others. You can talk to a lot of people and you can hear a lot of things that they say and you wonder, gee, that person is either very good or the other people are not very good at all. But when a person can talk in such a way that you think that person is a good person and everybody in his world is a good person, then you get a beautiful message. We have the tendency to look at our world with our own eyes. There's nothing we can do about it, actually. We look at the world with our own eyes. And as we look at the world with our own eyes, we judge with our own eyes. We say, is the world doing what we're doing? If we have happy thoughts, then we see the world with happy thoughts. If we have sad thoughts, we see the world with sad thoughts. There's no getting around it. Now, you say, well, I'm looking at the world with sad thoughts, but I have happy thoughts. Well, the truth is you don't. If you had happy thoughts, you would see the world around you with happy thoughts. If you were peaceful and loving all the time, you'd see the world peaceful and loving all the time. The fact is that we enjoy having violence now and then in our life. We enjoy seeing a fight. We enjoy going to a wrestling match. We enjoy going to competition. We enjoy going to the theater where the theme of the movie, the theme of the play is violence or anger or unhappiness. Or, as people would say, it's just life. Well, perhaps it is just life. But what kind of a life is it that you and I want to live? What kind of theater do we go to? What kind of war do we attend? What type of conflicts do we observe? Now, we're very good at observing these things. We're very good at being aware of them. we're very good at being, say, oh yeah, I've been there, yeah, I know how that feels, yeah, I know that that's all about. Whenever we hear something that is kind of unhappy. And then, all right, let's just take a child, for instance. A child who is out playing, and he comes from a very peaceful home and a very wonderful relationship with himself, his friends, and his world. He sees other children doing things, and he doesn't judge. He decides he's going to do that himself or not, based upon who he is. And if he sees other people doing anything contrary to what he is, then it's time for him to make a decision. Now, has he been taught to make that decision in his house? Has he been taught to make that decision by his peers and by the friends that he's with? Well, the truth is, yes. Children basically are good. Children don't want to do negative things. They don't want to go out and hurt other people. They don't want to go out and hurt themselves, for sure. And because of this, they live a very pure and a very beautiful life. Now, where is it that they go wrong? Where is it that they go wrong and have difficulty in life? They go wrong and have difficulty in life because of perhaps one of the major things. Somewhere along the line, they have learned that it's okay to lie. Somewhere along the line, they have learned it's okay not to tell the truth. They have learned it's okay to have a little white lie, that it's not going to hurt anybody, but it's not going to do any bad, you know. Well, there is no such thing as a white lie. There's no such thing as when you tell a lie, when you don't tell the truth, that you're not going to hurt somebody. Because the first person you're hurting when you don't tell the truth is yourself. The first person you're hurting is yourself, because you know that you're not telling the truth. You know you're hedging, you're fudging, you know you're trying to make something up, you know that. And you say to yourself, well, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to be in part of a group who is telling lies? Well, we always say birds of a feather flock together. We say people of the same type of philosophy go together. Now, why is it that people go from philosophy to philosophy? Why is it they go from one thinker to another? Well, it's perhaps because they're looking for something that they're not finding in themselves. Once we begin to find in ourselves who we really are, then we will find that the outer world is that exact reflection. For instance, now, if you want to find in yourself perfect health, then you say, I am perfect health. You live in perfect health. You think perfect health. You don't go looking up all the illnesses and all the pills and all the things that help people. You don't go looking up all of the things that are going to make you well, because you're not even sick. You're not going to go and watch TV and radio, and you're not going to read magazines and newspapers that are going to tell you about illnesses. You're going to talk about health. You're going to think about health. You're not even going to think about it. You're going to act healthy. A healthy person and a healthy mind has no other thoughts in their being. They're not saying, I'm healthy. They live healthy. They live healthy in everything they do. Ever more interesting ways of looking at life. What are these ever more interesting ways of looking at life? Are these ever more interesting ways of looking at life that I am responsible for whatever my life is? If I want to have a joyful life, then I think joyful thoughts. If I want to have a successful life, I think successful life. I think successful thoughts. Now, we go to some of these people who teach positive thinking and who teach success stories and success programs. And what do they tell us? They tell us, basically, we have to like ourselves. They tell us, basically, that if we surround ourselves with harmonious people, we will have a harmonious life. They tell us that the successful people always associate with other successful people. The poor people always associate with poor people. Now, you say, well, I can't just walk away from my friends. Oh, so your friends are living a life that is not harmonious with you. Your friends are poor or sick or whatever. Yes. Well, why don't you start creating your friends as being whole and perfect? Creating your friends as being abundant. Creating your friends as being fantastic. Now that's the real chore that we have in our life. Creating our friends to be what we would like them to be. But the first thing we have to do, the first and the only thing we have to do, is to create ourselves the way we'd like to be. Could you ever allow yourself to tell a lie? Any kind of lie? Could you ever allow yourself to be unkind to yourself or another? You see, when you live in a world where you are unconditional love, where you are pure love, where you are loving and under every circumstance, then your life is like that. Oh no, I'm a very loving person and yet these things happen. No. When you're a loving person, those things do not happen. When you are a loving person, those things do not take place in your world. Now, it is true, you will be tested from time to time, and you might even be tested unto death. But if you stand up for principle, if you stand up for who and what you are, you can live a very peaceful and loving life. And if you do not think that you have to go and teach anybody, you can live the most happy, wonderful life in the world. But the minute you feel you're teaching somebody or sharing with somebody, then just watch. All sorts of interesting problems will come up in your life. Problems whereby you will make judgments as to how you're going to respond to them. Problems of how you're going to look at activities that are going on around you and what sort of judgments you should have about them. If you're living a pure self life, you will not create any problems, you will not create any contest, you will not create any experiences where you will be tested. You will be living in your purity and your goodness. You'll be living in your divine, unconditional love. But every time we feel we want to be a teacher, we want to be a sharer, we want to tell the world about our wonderful experiences, then the world is going to say to us, prove it. And then the tests begin. When we live our life so beautifully and so wonderfully that we are not trying to prove anything to anybody, we're not testing ourselves in any way, we're just living, then you'll find that life will be the most joyful, fantastic, wonderful experience that we could ever know. And we will not have any problems. We will only have happy, successful outcomes to any thought we think. And we think a thought, for instance, I'm hungry. Okay. Then what happens? We create food. We go home and make our own meal. Friend invites us out to eat. We go to a restaurant and we buy a meal. We do anything necessary. But those are so ordinary. Yes, it's true. But that is the way the law works, in a very ordinary way. You say, I'm hungry, and you go and attend to your hunger by eating. You say, I want to lift this weight, and then you go and practice and train yourself to lift that weight, either mentally or physically, and once you know you can do it, and you do it, easily as can be. Once you say, I like having friends here who like the same thing I do, And then, lo and behold, you create those friends in your world out of all the people of the world, being in your world, being the kind of friends you like to be, being the kind of experiences you like to be. We live in a very definite world. We live in a world of the law of cause and effect. We live in a world of principle. We live in the world where whatever thoughts we think, those are the responses we get. The more we can love ourselves, the more we can love our world, the more wonderful is the world that we live in. The more we can love ourselves, the more we can love our friends. The more our friends will love us, because our friends will be having fewer and fewer conflicts, fewer and fewer anxieties, fewer and fewer things that bother them. Now, did we heal them? Did we cure them? No. We just made our own decision as to who we were, who we are, and then we have people in our world as a reflection of who we are. And those people are having our blessing, because those people are a reflection of who we are, and we are good and very good, so those people are good and very good. It's a wonderful thing that we can do, a wonderful way we can live our life. It's a wonderful attitude that we can have, but it's a matter of our decision. Life can be beautiful, for truly life is beautiful, but we can experience it beautiful every moment of our life when we allow ourselves to live in our perfection at all times, to live in our unconditional love at all times, to live in our joy of being who we are. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.